have nothing of real importance to talk about here, other than the fact that I just destroyed it. Or I don't even know, 50 ants. Like, they come, they go, they disappear. I'm fairly positive. Did I drop some baked goods on the floor? It's a fucking thing. It's like, they disappear, the slightest crumb, and then they swarm. I guess it's, if you could call ants swarming, and it's like, you know, I can only go through so many Lysol wipes before it's like, these things clearly are advanced beyond the chemical makeup of Lysol wipes. It clears 99.99% of whatever. Bacteria and viruses. Except for the 0.01% of ants. I should be using Raid, really. I should do that. Get some Raid tomorrow. Because that's... It's like... This is the thing. You're living in a place that's... It's cheap, but it's definitely not on the spectrum of, like, ghetto. You know what I mean? Like, I've lived in much ghettoer places than this that cost more. This is actually... Where I'm living now is actually a... kind of a deal in the sense of I got lucky seeing this posting. Seeing this posted as for rent. So for the most, so for me, what are the main things? There's no rats. Fine, okay? There's no rats and there's no mice. There's no bed bugs. In the summer there's ladybugs, and in the winter there's ants. Alright. And that's like the main, and then now there's this leak. that's the only real thing, the only real problems that have surfaced thus far. Oh yeah, and the pressure in the shower is like, it feels like you're showering and like half of the sink being turned on or something. You know what I mean? Like that. It's like that's the pressure. Anyway, and then you can hear everything. Meaning you can hear upstairs, and depending on the time of day, you can hear what's going on next door. But for the most part, it's good for what it is, for the price. Like the price, that's why they say cost of living in Ottawa is something to be not proud of, but people shouldn't take it for granted, because you ain't gonna get this price in Toronto. You ain't gonna get this price in Montreal. This is like, this whole 100 bedroom apartment with the living room, dining room, kitchen, long hallway, bedroom, bathroom, laundry services. This is like 2 G's, 3 G's in Toronto. So one can't complain. You'll never hear me complain. Yeah, I'll say, oh, the fucking ants. You've never heard me say, oh, the ladybugs. I don't even give a shit about the ladybugs. It's the ants that can bothersome. Because you step on them and you gotta make sure, like, you become paranoid towards them. You're like, okay, what's that little black speck? Anyway, the purpose of this is that you shouldn't, like, the living quarters that you're in may reflect the state of life that you're in. So having come from living in people's places, living on the street, living in public spaces, living in rooming houses, living, what was the next place? Oh yeah, living subletting a basement that was a little better than rooming house, but it was a much larger space, and then getting this, it's kind of like every year, there's every step of the way, get a little bit further where you need to be. Now, will I ever be like in them condos downtown? Who knows? But for right now, this is where I'm at, and I gotta deal with this. And that's part of the wanting to be at home part, like liking, enjoying being at home, because it's like, it's safe, it's warm. That's the other thing too, the warmth. It never gets too cold, it never gets too warm. It's not like the other places where it's like sweltering and then it's freezing. You know what I mean? Like the one place where it was freezing all winter, where it was like, I was sleeping with my hoodie and my hat, sometimes my coat. Like, you don't want to get to that again. So anyway, the time goes on, things step up, you get to be in a better place than where you were, and you get to enjoy, be comfortable where you are, and not necessarily complain about that. Sure, other bullshit in life can be complainable about, but not this, not the living conditions. So I'm gonna kill the rant. I might actually pick this up in the morning and see how I feel in the morning. Yeah, I'll be back.